Hi everyone, this is Heidi and welcome to my pod. Remember, it's warm and cozy in here and it is a close niche. So how have you been doing? Well, I've been good and I've been reflecting a lot lately. Yeah, I've been reflecting a lot and I decided to share one of my reflections with you. Yeah, I believe that sharing can also be helpful to others, and that's why I'm sharing this with you. Before I decided to record this, I had difficulty coming up with the topic of this podcast, this recording, this segment rather. But finally, I had to settle for something, and the topic I settled for is the troubled. Yeah, you heard me right. It's the troubled. That's what I'm talking about today. So, when you heard that word troubled, what came to your mind? And by the way, you know what happened to me before I started recording this? Before I finally successfully recorded this, I have been talking for a long time and I had the feeling to check on my app if I was actually recording. And do you know what? I wasn't recording. It was so annoying. Okay, that's about that. Back to the troubled. So like I said, what came to your mind? I know for a lot of people, when you hear the word troubled, the first thing that came to mind was a situation that's in a space and time, a period that portrays some form of sorrow, some form of sadness. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, it could be something you do not want to recollect. But you see, in as much as it isn't a very pleasant thing to bring to mind, I feel it's worth talking about. You know, when you talk about something, it's relieving. That's what I've come to realize. A lot of you would agree with me that analyzing situations brings healing both to the victim and to the perpetrators. Yeah, so it's worth talking about, it's worth reflecting on, it's worth sharing. So I'm going to be comparing the term troubled with two powerful and instant destroyers. Now, that depends on how you decide. That depends on what you decide to happen. They could be destroyers if you allow them. And if you don't, if you want to take over the situation, if you want to handle the situation for yourself, you may end up conquering this destructive nature of people, you know. But one thing I would like to let you understand is that before situations become troubled or turbulent, there are always some factors that can sometimes make it predictable. So it's a place to be able to analyze situations before they become turbulent and find ways to extricate ourselves from them. Okay, that's one important reason for sharing this with you, which is to help you analyze on situations before they become out of hands and go ahead to help yourself. So I've come to realize that interactions with turbulent situations and people is a very complex experience. It's complex. People are complex, you know. Richard Feynman described turbulence as the most important unsolved problem. That's in classical physics. But I believe this applies to all kinds of situations, and most especially people. Now, have you ever seen the waves of the sea when it's troubled? The ocean. Have you seen when it's troubled? It is extremely tumultuous. It is disruptive and disorderly. Most times very, very turbulent and usually in a state of unrest. When the seed's troubled, it comes forcefully. And you know what? The troubled are usually like the turbulent sea. A troubled person is like when the sea is tumultuous, when it's disruptive, when it's disorderly in its state of unrest. Apart from comparing the troubled to a turbulent sea, we can also compare the trouble to a wild animal without reasoning. When I was little, we used to have some dogs around us, and something I realized is when those dogs have their puppy, especially the first few days, you have to be very careful going close to them. That's to the puppies. Because at that point, the dog is unreasonable. It could tear your eyeballs out if you go close to its puppy and it feels you're a danger to its puppies. So, the turbulent are usually like that. They are wild. Like, at that time, the dog you've taken some time taming tends to behave like a wild animal. It's lost its reasoning. The turbulent are like that. They're like wild animals without reasoning. They destroy anything within their reach. They roar like angry lions. And if you've not come across one yet, oh dear, you are in great luck. You're lucky. Very, very lucky. So growing up, I used to think that the most popular animals, which to me is the lions, are the most aggressive animals. I never knew I was wrong. So I would like to share an article I read with you. I read an article recently. It's from netrigs.com. So it goes, lions tend to be rather calm and collected. They don't usually bother much about anything and prefer to relax throughout most of the day, unless when there's an opposition like other males, hyenas, or bull elephants nearby. Tigers, on the other hand, are almost always the aggressors in human-tiger confrontations. Tigers have extreme prey drive, even more so than some other big cats, and try to get their jaws around anything that moves and is within their capacity. Even when raised in captivity, this aggression and desire to seek and destroy things is instinctive. A little research about these majestic animals will tell you that tigers, alongside humans, are among the few creatures that kill for sport. Tigers are hyper-aggressive carnivores, highly opportunistic, and are well-established man-eaters. They don't tolerate humans very well and are easily irritable. Can you hear that? They hold the record for the greatest number of humans ever killed by any animal. Tigers are significantly more dangerous towards humans compared to lions. So that's where I was getting to. They are more dangerous towards humans than lions. So from the short excerpt I just shared with you, I would like to analyze some traits of the troubled. I'm done reading. I was actually reading that excerpt. So I want to share some traits. There were some things I emphasized. There were some words I was emphasizing while reading, and that's what I'm going to be using for my analysis right now. So The troubled pose as friends in public and get easily into human. Oh, sorry, into people. Sorry about that. The troubled, when you see them at first, they are very, very friendly. They come to you as very friendly people. And when they finally get into you, And by the way, you may be hearing some sounds at the background. Sorry, it's a very busy afternoon. But I just have to do this today. So, I was talking about them posing as friends in public and getting easily into people. Due to this trait, you open up to them, and that's when they get their claws hooked on you. So a popular musician in my country once said, and I quote, "Younger they sleep, trouble they go wake up." How am I gonna interpret this? Okay, younger they sleep. So I'm gonna say younger could be a show of boastfulness or egoistic. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's younger. Egoistic, show of boastfulness. Imagine an egoistic person is at rest and you go to arouse that person. Oh boy, imagine what it is gonna look like. It's gonna be filled with some form of boastful utterances. The troubled talk too much and very, very persuasive. That's another quality of the troubled. They would persuade you into doing what you normally would not want to do. Sometimes when you're done doing it, you begin to wonder, you ask yourself the question, however did I get to agree to this? How on earth did I accent into doing this? Well, they're very persuasive. The troubled are confrontational and hyper-aggressive. Now, that's after the first cover-up of their show of calmness and cool, by the way. And this is because they are stealthy in nature. If you are not very observant at first contact with this set of people, you may not spot them immediately. Like I said, they're stealthy. So if you are not careful, if you are not at alert, you may not be able to spot them. And the aggressive nature could be due to their lack, to their bitter nature, or probably maybe past experience. I don't know. It could be. But what I know is they are confrontational and they are very, very aggressive. Now, the troubled, they also tend to destroy things instinctively, which means most times they act without conscious thoughts. Now, when they are acting, when they are very aggressive, when they are confrontational, you begin to wonder, how come this person was so calm at first? The qualities do not actually sync. So you're wondering, how could someone be so calm, so friendly at the first instance, and within a twinkle of an eye has changed drastically, is so aggressive towards you, so confrontational? Like I said, those qualities don't sync. They are in actual contrast to themselves. Now, this is because most times they act without conscious thoughts. It's after they are done, and then they begin to think about what happened, and most times regret it. Most times, like I said, they act without being conscious of what they are doing. And when they regret it, they become calm again, and most times try to apologize. But don't be carried away with that. You can never take off the spot of a leopard. A leopard will always be a leopard. So be careful. They are very, very possessive. are troubled, they are possessive, and I think it's a disorder actually. They are prone to hoarding things and gathering unnecessary possession. You would wonder what they want to do with the things they gather. Like I said, it could be a disorder. We can only try to help, you know. They are never satisfied, and they compete when it's not required. The troubled, they can compete with you without you knowing, this person is actually competing with me. Sometimes they could even tell you that, look, you think you can do that thing? I'm going to do it better than you. I tell you, like I said, this is coming from a reflection. I had to go over some things in my mind, and I'm like, wow. Why would someone want to do this? Why would you want to compete with somebody who doesn't even know you're competing with that person? Oh, may God help us. So like I said, they are very competitive and they often seek attention. Now most of the things they do is because they want you to notice them. If you try to ignore them, the troubled will do everything in their power to make you see that, girl or boy, I'm here. You've got to see me. You've got to notice me. So that's the troubled. They are highly opportunistic, always looking for opportunity to take on you, and extremely revengeful. They always scheme to avenge themselves, always looking forward to getting even. They have a very low ability to tolerance and patience. I think that should be due to their inability to have a good understanding of others. Well, sometimes this attribute also add to them being irritable, you know? If you don't understand somebody, you're bound to be irritable. Yeah. And after a thorough analysis, one can say that all I've been talking about spring from a place of low self-esteem. But in all, you know, you can always help the troubled, right? You can help the troubled by showing them love. That's the essence of this. And while you are at that, remember, you've got to be very patient. You've got to be very, very patient with them. It's not going to come easily. You may not be able to achieve that easily, but with your patience and persistence, your perseverance, you should be able to help them. Okay? Yeah, I know this is getting already too long, but I'm going to end this shortly. So the question now is, how do you keep yourself from getting into the clutches of the troubled? Now, I've been saying a lot, but I'm going to leave you with a word of wisdom, which I borrowed partly from Crane and Steven. It says, always take note of the signs of a tumultuous sea and steer your ship into harbor before the waves take you or sweep you onto the rocks. I'm going to repeat that. Always, always, always take note of the signs of a tumultuous sea and steer your ship into harbor as fast as you can before the waves take you or sweep you onto the rocks. So, I hope that wasn't too long, and I hope I have been able to steer you up and to help you take back your life and be sure that you maintain sanity. Do everything to maintain your sanity. You need it. So, thank you, and I'm hoping to be back with you soon. You have yourself a great time.